broadcast between
the lines. Recorded?
Yeah.
Recorded also? Okay.
I'm not much of a public speaker. I just wanted to introduce the CAM is a sponsor and is an activity. My interaction with the CAM, the CAM's interaction with the OU in terms of the medicine / vitamins. There's one company which I go into for both Coach Miami and at this point also for the OU that produces vitamins. If you buy a small pill, a vitamin, the number of ingredients that go into that is sometimes pages and pages long. When I go into the factory, I'm looking at pallets of ingredients just for one pill. And I'm taking apart the pallet, looking at the hashgacha on each one of the things. They're coming from all over the world. My knowledge, it comes in as a powder, it ends up as a pill. I have no idea what goes into making these powders, except that some of them I know are innocuous and therefore don't require hashgacha, and some of them, they're produced in all kinds of fascinating ways, which I don't know a huge amount about. The OU has people all over the world who are mumchim in this topic, who know how these things are produced, who know which ingredients are used, and therefore there's a tremendous amount of knowledge we can gain by having them come and present to us.
Thank you, Rabbi Shafi. As words of introduction, my name is Rabbi Elif. I'm the Managing Director of Community Relations for OU Kosher. It's our pleasure to be able to join the North Miami Beach Gehillah today. We've already had a chance to meet some of the community. We had the disclosure of speaking with Beis Yaakov this afternoon. And all I can say is that we've been very impressed by the welcome of the Gehillah and the level of Ernstkeit, near Shemayim, and dedication to Yiddishkeit that we see permeating the streets. Just we'd like to introduce Karlin, Rabbi Blyer, Rabbi Singer, for facilitating tonight's event, to Rabbi Ullman, for dealing with me in the back and forth, making sure that everything works without a hitch. And we hope that the Olam will enjoy tonight's presentation. Chazal tell Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, Shloshim Darshan Hilchos HaChag, that 3 days before Yom Tov, we have an obligation to discuss, to learn the halachas of Yom Tov. For some reason, when it comes to the actual Chag Sukkos, you don't find too many people that are busy with that. As a matter of fact, when the kids come home from school, they don't even know what Sukkos is, because by the time they're done for Hashanah Yom Kippur, you know, there wasn't any time for Sukkos. But comes Pesach time, everybody knows that the minute Purim is over, it's Pesach time. You go to the kosher supermarkets, they definitely let you know that it's Pesach time, because you can't find anything left on the shelf that's chametz. And then when you want the things that are not chametz, it's no longer on the shelf either. But there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. One of the things that's important, and we get a lot of questions at the OU, is what sort of medications and nutritionals. And it's my pleasure tonight to be accompanied with my dear chaver, Mordechai Starashevsky, who is one of our mumchin, a rabbinic coordinator who deals specifically with nutritionals, vitamins, medications, among other types of mixoids, of other types of industries. And he's going to discuss, I'm not going to discuss, take his thunder, he's going to discuss all the various variables that are involved, all different permutations. But there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. One of my roles is that I oversee our community relations. We have a full-time Rav who does nothing but answers the hotline, our hotline. Another full-time Rav who answers emails. And we're busy on a regular day. Just to give you an example, a regular day we have about 150 phone calls and about another 100 emails that come in on a regular day throughout the year. Shleishim Yom Kodem HaChag, we have about 200 to 300 phone calls a day, another 150 to 200 emails a day. Next week, I am forbidden from going any place except to make sure that things run. We average 600 to 1,000 phone calls a day, and between 400 and 500 emails a day. Klal Yisrael reaches out. Baruch Hashem, everyone asks Shilas, they want to know what the story is, they reach out with their questions, and we try to help as much as possible. So, we're here tonight to be able to answer your questions, to be involved with the community. We'll be at some of the other schools tomorrow to discuss some of these topics as well. We'll be around after the presentation. Hopefully we'll have a chance at the end of the presentation right before Marv to take questions as well. But it's my pleasure to introduce Mordechai Starashevsky, Choshev Talmud Chacham, to discuss the different problems of the kashas in general and specifically for Pesach of medicines, vitamins, and nutritionals.
Take issue with Rabbi Ella's description of me. At the Chashva Talmud Chacham, not even the Talmud Chacham, forget about the Chashva Talmud Chacham, but at least I can talk about a little bit this topic. Is back in my parents' generation, talk about the 1950s, and they were children, you went to the store, if you picked up a label, if it didn't say lard, it didn't say gelatin, you figured, what could be wrong with it already? You know, polysorbate 80, and monoglycerides sound too complicated to be a problem. It's probably just, you know, chemicals which aren't a problem anyway. So, as the kosher consumer has become much more sophisticated and much more understanding of potential issues, that has put demand on the OU to be responsive to that. Baruch Hashem, the OU has grown together with that. And really the consumer understands today that you just don't buy something without a heksha. It has a heksha, you buy it. Doesn't have a heksha, you don't buy it. Instead of making each consumer into his own paisik and his own yadin, and what happens? As a heksha, as a heksha which you trust, you buy it. Pesach, the same thing. Pesach, you have, it has a heksha, has OUP, you buy it. Without that, okay, you look for something. You look for something with the, you have to try to find something with the Pesach Hashgacha. And I said, OU, besides for all the thousands of products that have the OUP, we are very cognizant of the fact that not every customer, not every client, every company is interested in the OUP. They didn't get the memo you're supposed to have the OUP. And therefore, the OU as a service, we review all of our products, and we see which products are eligible. There can't be anything wrong in terms of the plant, in terms of what's made, the ingredients, and of course the equipment, the shared lines potentially, and it's easier said than done. I had somebody else, a different Ashkocha, reach out to me. He wanted to know about a lemon product. Very simple, lemon zest and flavors. He said, I mean, you're in cashews, you should know better than that. The flavors can, a whole host of things, right? It's anything including the kitchen sink. A strawberry flavor can have 100 ingredients in it, including all the subunits. Some flavors even have more than 100 ingredients. So flavors have alcohols, have all kinds of hashid and chametz. Am I going to say it's not bottle? I don't know, maybe it's not a bit of time, but you want a letter from me, it's kosher to Pesach? Of course not. So the consumer understands that. And we, of course, reach out and we give, if it's a simple product, face, Costco frozen strawberries with the OU, just take one example. There's no other ingredients on there, it's perfectly kosher to Pesach. But there's one set of products which are our hottest, and at once our most simple, the easiest to list as being acceptable for Pesach. And that's, of course, medicines and nutritionals. They are from the most complicated products, as was depicted before. But at the same time, it's a tzorich, not shayach what the tzorich is. A baby formula. A child can't live 8 days without a baby formula. People have Ensure, Lucerna, people have various other nutritionals. Nechayach, why do they have to be able to eat it? We spent, Rabbi Elif said a little bit, you know, we spent a lot of behind the scenes. Pesach and the OU is over. Pesach, we still have to answer a few questions. The production took place a long time ago. The behind the scenes work at getting to, and we constantly review it to make sure that these ingredients, that these particular ingredients that go into these nutritionals are acceptable for Pesach. And we say acceptable. There might be chametz, but they're bottled, and different issues, and we'll discuss them in a second. That's as far as nutritionals. Pharmaceuticals, medicines, pills. Let's discuss a little bit of the background. The Gemara says, Nachmem Hey, Sochim, Pas She Ifsho, is Chayiv Levayr. Why is it Chayiv Levayr? Is it the Pas Mem Shulchan Aruch? Why is it Chayiv Levayr? Because you can break it up. You can use it. I know that here in South Florida, you're probably impervious to all the trends that sweep the trendy north. But sourdough, It can use this as a sourdough starter for Issus Acheres. So because of that, it's Chayiv Levar. Fact around why? It's not real Achilas Adam, it's bitter. And if you tell me, what mean you have to deliver the Achilas Kalav, why fact around? Nice and Talmud Gam is Mutam Pesach. Now that's Shitas Aran. Machlik is Rajvan Ran. Machab and Tokhnam Zayin passes like the Ran, they're more like the Rajva. We'll get to that. I hope to get to that still at the end. We'll leave it for now. But fact around, Nice and Talmud Gam is Mutam Pesach. And for the Ran, it puts where the Chamei of Bishas Achayus. What does that mean? Zoknes Fasemes, the Chedushim al Hashas, Sochim. Semes says that there's two Nekudus always you have to remember when it comes to Pesach. There's the Issa Achilo, and then there's Bar Yom Motzei. So even if in a world Achilas Odom allows you to eat it on Pesach, you can't keep it in your house. Bar Yom Motzei. It says the Gemara, it's Roi Lechamei Bar Yisus Achiris. That gives it a Chashivas. It gives it a Chashivas. Also Bar Yom Motzei, even though it says the Ran Be'etim Shemut Ba'achilo. But it's Paschim Shulchan Aruch, that Pas She'ifsha, until it's not Roi Lechilas Kelev, is Mutin Gansin. Mutin Gansin, you can keep it in your house on Pesach. And then one of these examples, Sa'ur Shiachli Yeshiva. You take a piece, take yeast, and you miyachet it. You say, it's not no longer chomet. I make it into a chair. I sit on this Sa'ur. It's not a food. It's not enough, says the Gemara. You have to be Tochei Se Batit. You have to spread lime over it. And the Mishnah Berurah says all four sides, because if you don't do all four sides, you're not nevatel it for the Oichel. Good. But it's a shame bottle. It's a shame bottle. The Gemara says the Moshe Ir Boidav Amar. If you mix in a bitter substance into a product, it's not something which is real achid anymore. But of course, Ir Boidav Amar, you can unbe Ma'ar of the Dav Amar, and then it becomes Aser again. Says the Chazon Ish, there are some cases, there are some things that you can't be on the Ma'ar of it. It's so much a part of it. And of course, medicines is that, yeah, take a pill, it's bitter. It's impossible to be ice, to take away the Dav Amar from it. And just to make one more point, very famous Machtoik Shagas Aryeh, and other places, can Safa, one of them, the Shagas Aryeh talks about the Yom Kippur, talks about Achshaveh. Yeah, Achshaveh for an Oichel. I hope to get back to Achshaveh in the same shtickle as Nathan Tom of Gam. That's Imani Mesh, though, okay? The Achshaveh Lachil, talk to the Shagas Aryeh, you take something for an Oichel. It's just not Be'etzim an Oichel. You Machshaveh for an Oichel, Severt an Oichel. So Shagas Aryeh handles with Macholin, Kippur. Mm-hmm. So if it says medicines are not one of them, Shagas Aryeh is Mashma medicines also. It's not, you don't say Achshaveh on medicines. It's taking medicine for a food, I take it for food. In this, even the Shagas Aryeh is Moida. It's not really Achilas Kelev. If somebody eats a table, it's Achshaveh for an Oichel, of course not. It's Nishka Oichel. Therefore, OU policy is, Belsky was very, very strong about this, is that if you have a medicine that you take for blood pressure, anything to do with your heart, anything, diabetes, any life-threatening medical condition, Sotera Lakewood Poiskim came out with a long settle of different ailments which are potentially life-threatening, things you wouldn't have thought of maybe as the first thought, but all these things are potentially life-threatening, take the pill and don't ask any shilas. This is just to illustrate the point. A few years ago, there was a publication that listed a medicine called tacrolimus. Never heard of tacrolimus before? Tacrolimus is an immunosuppressant. It's taken for anti-rejection. Somebody has a food, somebody has an organ transplant, heart, lung, kidney, liver, and he has to take this anti-suppressant, anti-rejection drug that the body shouldn't reject it. Once rejection starts, chalila, it can't be reversed. A certain publication, don't know who, didn't want to know, they wrote that this tacrolimus has chametz in it. Achmanu l'tzlan, the achray is to say such a thing. Kaponim, OU policy of many, many poiskim, is to take the pill and don't ask any questions. Okay, that's as far as medicines. As far, even if the chametz gone, It's not really achilas kelev mutin gansen. As far as chewables, as far as liquids that have medicine, that have flavor, it's a big shaila. It's very much not poshut. Because it's real achila now. This is something which is real achila. It could be it's not bottle. It could be have ingredients in there which are mamish chametz. It's what to handle. what to handle about that, that's better left for everybody and their rov to speak about specifically. I just want to take you through what we call the sugya of nutritionals. So as I mentioned before, baby formula, Ensure, Vahule. Ensure is something which they say you have 4 bottles a day, keep you alive. That's all the nutrients in there which you need. You don't need anything else. Every elephant that COO was one time by Shach, and he told him, Shach, he works for the OU. Shach was all excited. He told his enikul, bring the mashka. He brought a bottle of Ensure. Yes, yes, Chol Stam, Reb Shach drank the Ensure, and he showed it to him. That's what he lives on. I don't want to give away any secrets, but the Satmar Rebbe, the Sigata, the Moshe, the Bayach Moshe, the Seif Yomov, the doctor said, you have to take Ensure. Couldn't eat anything else. Ensure is a particular well-designed nutritional, thick enough and has the right taste, etc. So the Bayach Moshe himself is a Pesach over the years. He passed it for hundreds of people. It's mutter to take it, even though it's Chol Stam. I don't know if they subscribe to the word Chol Stam, but even though it's Chol Stam, you can take it. Maisif came to himself, he didn't want to pass him. Even though the doctor said it. He said, bring a Moyer Ro. So he brought a Moyer Ro, and the Bech Moshe told him, the doctor says, I have to take it. And he said to take it, and he took one out and he drank it. So, upon him, you can drink 4 Ensures a day. Okay. So, my Zeder, also my Shadov's father's Rebbe, and Mendel Kravitz, Yosef, Shiva, Yaakov Yosef, a big guy. He was a Talmud of Reb Aaron. He was with Reb Aaron the entire Tkufa in Klesk. So he would say over by the Reb Aaron would say over by the Seder every year that Rosh Hashanah, Rosh is saying, what's that for the ganze Avoida? Do the mitzvah, that's it. Don't get so excited about it. The ganze Avoida, what's the machta? The ganze Taran, the ganze mitzvah. You have to do mitzvah, master. Do the mitzvah and shine. Pat is a chob. Don't interfere with your life too much. You can take Ensure, you can take nutritionals, little pills that have all the nutrients that you need to stay alive. But stop and against the suda. You don't need teeth. As Rebaran's dentist would say, Rebaran would say it over every year, but it's say that Rebaran had enough in the vote. So upon him, if you're the type of person that eats Ensure because of that, you know, why bother? You know, can't bother with eating too much. Pesach, this discussion is not for you. It's only for a chayla that eats Ensure. There's 5 components to a nutritional, 4 components to a baby formula. A baby formula has fats, has oils, fats and oils go together, proteins, carbohydrates, and minerals. Ensure is moisa for lavoida, has flavor. Baby formulas don't have flavor. Let's handle each one of these and see where, let's take you through the chesbonos, our pre-Pesach. And again, it's not for a pre-Pesach meeting, it's the whole year, this is what we handle with, and the arichos, to keep up our knowledge of these issues, is the sugars, carbohydrates. You have lactose. By the way, anything ending in an OSE is a sugar. Lactose, fructose, sucrose. Lactose is, of course, the sugar in the milk. So the lactose in a baby formula. The whey is a protein, of course. So let's take it through a little bit. The Chasam Sofer says that even though, this is the standard policy of the OU, that even though Avada for Gevinas Yisrael, you don't have the head, there's no Gevinas Stam, right? You have, for Gevinas Yisrael, the Shach says you have to put the Mashiach, has to put the Yid, has to put the Renet or the cultures, inside the vat, the cheese-making vat, to start off the cheese. The mokum, you can make under Amar, it should be there, but you have to be there. There's no excuse, there's no shortcuts. In a place that does not, and Elof, by the way, is a tremendous expert on the cheese manufacturing. Our biggest client, our biggest cheese client, is Rabbi Elof. If you think that running a team of 100 mashgichim in 50 different plants, different shifts, it's easy, and you can tell the so, have that cheese companies that don't make kosher with cheese. It's given a sacrament. The cheese is also. But the whey is just in this yubi de chalva. Cheese is, milk is only 12.4% solids. If that means 86%, the less, is whey, it's yubi de chalva. the whey is very valuable. I'm sure everybody has in their pantry a big bottle of whey when you decided to go on this diet to have whey. It becomes a... and of course it stays in the pantry. I was at a cheese plant, they were telling this to me. Every one of us has that thing. You keep it in the back of your pantry for next time. So, it's like when your sukkah's out of style, you know, you keep it there for next time it goes in style. So, the whey is... all you give is hashgacha on hundreds of plants that the cheese is treif, but the whey is perfectly fine as long as we monitor the temperatures. It can't just cook together and come up from the harav. What about if you put chametz? What about if the cultures are chametz? The whey is, what's the whey? Anybody wants to hazard a guess? The whey chametz? The cultures are maimed. The same reason why whey is mutter is because the whey is maimed, because the cultures are maimed the cheese. It's not maimed the whey. That's why whey is mutter. It's not gavina. It's not part of gavina. Is what if the cultures are chometz? What if the cultures have nevela? What if you actually maimed? The Gemara says nemal me gavina sakam is asura. Shamid noy said oikavus nevela. It says Reb Moshe, for the last 100 years, the oikavus nevela, which was even when they used oikavus nevela, it was okay, which is not really achila. So it's mutter. Avad it's not mutter because loy plug in. Avad it's asa. But the etzem is shemutah without the loy plug because it's not. It's not my midlay. It's about gavus nevela. But I mentioned them for a pashtos, that the ingredients that go in don't affect the whey, don't affect the lactose. So, again, so in your whey and your lactose, there may be chametz in those cultures.
So this is the parts of the cheese that don't turn the cheese, they stay liquid?
The part of the milk which doesn't turn the cheese, yeah, stays
so
liquid.
So that's not, there's no maimon of that because it doesn't become cheese?
Correct. Now that whey, the chalva is called Blasha Chazal, Pei Zayin, Yer Deish, that's the raisa.
That's the chalva.
I'm sorry?
Since
the chol, yeah. Always in the chol, the shalom is the rabbanon. That's in the raisa. When you fractionalize that way, you break it apart, fractionalize. You heard it?
The fracking we're doing.
When you fractionalize the way, you end up with lactose, spinning the centrifuge process, spins around the high velocity. Won't get into that. It goes to the lactose gets separated. You're left with his whey permeate. Loshah Chazal, Loshah Shulchanach is mechol. It's still cholov, but jabon, cholov jabon. The whey permeate is a akaponim. Is that it?
Mechol.
Akaponim is the jabonim, not is the rice. But akaponim, that is not something which is. Rather, we don't recommend it. The whole Rabbi Elif is in charge of the list for Pesach. We tell people. We don't recommend whey. Chametz in the cultures and the cheese. We don't recommend it. But for nutritional l'soimach on this Reb Moshe, that it's beseder. The other thing is we'll discuss the carbohydrates. Maltodextrin. It's a dextrose is an ingredient, it's a grain derivative. Oats is sugar, carbohydrate. So it's maltodextrin is something which is made from grain. It can be corn, it can be wheat. In America, because of the price structures, there's abundance of corn, not such an abundance of wheat. Wheat's much more expensive. Wheat is only used for bread. Any of these other ingredients, glucose syrup, maltodextrin, these things which are very common, are going to be corn, going to be kidneys. In Europe, where the price structures are different, there's not such an abundance of corn. It's really either. It's a 50-50 chance. They can use, depends which day, which side of the bed they woke up on. They can use corn, they can use wheat. Very negeya, it's very scary also, because you can't rely on the fact that wheat's an allergen. Because the glucose syrup, for all those of you who want to know, I forgot which simon and sif it is in the EU laws, but there's a permanent exemption for glucose syrup from wheat that does not have to be labeled as an allergen. And that's because the allergen in wheat is the gluten, which is separated upstream. It shouldn't get too sticky, and they separated before. Akaponim, you're left with glucose syrup, which is not an allergen, even though it comes from wheat. So you can very well have a product, glucose syrup, and that's actually chometz gomer. Europe is a separate story. We're talking about American formulas now, American nutritionals, and that is. I'm not saying that the ones in Europe are a problem. There's other things we have to other ways we have to control them. Ain't come up from the higher. the maltodextrins, and that dextrose is from corn. Zazoi. Minerals. Take one mineral, for example. Minerals are very important, baby's growth. One of the minerals is vitamin C. Vitamin C is ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid comes from sorbitol. Anything ending in OL, Moshe David?
Sugar.
Alcohol. OSE is a sugar. It comes from the sugar. It's fermented. For a fermented sugar is an alcohol. Right? Basic chemistry. Not that I. We shouldn't think that. It's all just made. I was the year they stole the regions. We did the chemistry region. They didn't have a chemistry region that year. But in Kamoko Bahari. So I didn't say. I wasn't involved. Anything that OL is alcohol, sorbitol, ethanol, alcohol. It's a fermented sugar. Sorbitol can come from any carbohydrate source. If it's America, it's going to be from corn. Europe, you said, wheat or corn, 50-50. From China, it might be tapioca. It can be any starch which you make into that. It's very hard, close to impossible, to track the global supply chain. The global supply chain is humongous. You get it, you eat a cookie, you go to the store and you get your Reisman's cookie. You have palm oil in there. It's coming from Indonesia, or Malaysia, or the Philippines. It can come from anywhere. Sorbitol is something which we call a group, it's not mamish a group one, but curved to a group one. Because the group one in the Russian kashrus is inherently kosher. It's very much not a group one for Pesach, of course not. But it doesn't make a difference kashrus wise if it comes from wheat or if it comes from corn. It's nachal smutter all year round. So we don't keep track of it. So, and to institute that entire supply chain just for Pesach is impossible. So, vitamin C. What's else did everybody say? Can you matter it or not? Well, yes, of course it's bottle. It's parts per million. Is it so parts as bottle?
Parts
as
option.
What's that?
You want it in there.
It's not option. It's taking a mile. So let's take a little detour. Lactate. Lactate is the milk for all those who are allergic to lactose. Lactose intolerant. The way that you make it is a sugar, a milk is a disaccharide. It's a fancy way of saying there's two sugars. There's glucose and lactose. So the lactinase, by the way, anything ending in ASE is an enzyme. So lactinase breaks down the lactose in the milk. There's a few ways to do it. One way to do it is to put the enzyme into the milk. You actually put the pill into the milk to break down the lactose. Another way to do it is to use an immobilized enzyme. And you have to get rid of it. You have to filter it out. Either you cook it at a very high temperature to kill the enzyme, or you have to filter it, ultrafiltration, either or. Another way to do it is an immobilized enzyme. You put the enzyme in a filter and you pour the milk through it. That also breaks down the lactose. That doesn't need, but that's not the common way to do it. So, lactinase is grown on koji cultures. There are only two companies in the world that do it. To our knowledge, one is in Japan, one is elsewhere. To our knowledge, it's close to a vadeh chametz, the enzyme. Because it's grown on koji. Koji cultures, koji is a type of enzyme from Japan, and koji is grown on wheat. The enzyme, so I can't say what that. I can't say it's vadeh chametz. We're machmer to say enzymes grown on chametz have a din of chametz, very much ein kamakom laharich, big sugya, mushrooms and mochta, whatever, ein kamakom laharich. But, I mean, I have time, but my year is 10 o'clock, I heard. So Radovsky said like this, chewable, to carry the lactose, have the pill, and just take it as a pill, if that's the way you take the lactinase in a pill, which is not edible, not chewable, is mutter. Even though it's from the same thing as any other medicine, it's not really chilas kelach. A chewable, shouldn't take on Pesach. To put in the milk on Pesach, also you shouldn't do. But how about before Pesach? What's the Shiloh? Is that called the Ma'arib something l'chatchila? The Mishnah Berurah brings down the famous Rajban, Chuba Sarajba, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Tokman Zayin, Sefkat Nir Aleph, from Ben Yeruchim, that anything which Ma'arib was sakana samaychum, is not bottle. That's why you can't always assume, well, I know it's bottle. It's not pasha, it's bottle. B'chol not pasha. Anything you should put in the chachilah and kidua, the Yehuda brings down the Rashi, Mr. Bru brings down the Rashi, he brings down the halacha. Anything with sakana samaycha.
Astavlin? Is astavlin?
Maimed. No, I'm saying, that's not maimed. No, it's anything, it's a svara. Anything which is deal with sakana samaycha.
Astavlin is not there, then.
It's possible it's the same lomas as Avidla Taima. I'm saying, even if it's Avidla Taima. Anything Avidla Taima is nicker. Could be that if you mean it, Yesh Tamot Maharach on this, it's really, if you can Shabbos HaGol of Yosha. The Sakana Samaychal is the Pshat that it's not, you could say, and the Stamet is a very good story, it's not lost. The same way Avid L'Taim is, you can't say it's lost, right? The whole word of Avid L'Taim, the whole word of Noisim Tam, Echad B'Shishim, the Nemar of his bottles, because it's not never, it's there. So, the same as Avid L'Taim, it's the same thing, it's there. So, the Sakana Samaychal, it's there to be the Sakana Samaychal. You're slaughtered if that's not the same story. Like upon the Sakana Samaychal is not bottle. Mr. Brewer, at least look, it's Pesach, Mr. Brewer Paskins. Is this called the Sakana Samaychal? Take out the lactose. Is that called the Sakana Samaychal? Break it down. It should, whatever. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a problem in the food. L'chayr is not a Sakana Samaychal. We're both going for pastas. Oh, you place going to be shefta. It's not a Sakana Samaychal. The Sakana Samaychal is to add something to the Samaychal, to put something in. To enhance the flavor, enhance the maichel. It's not enhancing it. This thing is not enhancing it. It's taking something out that it shouldn't be a problem for those people that are allergic to it. It's not a sakra samaichel. It's hard to hear.
It's a sakra for them.
It's not. No, but this thing I'm putting in is not a sakra. It causes a chemical reaction to remove something. It's breaking something down. It's not changing something in the maichel. Well, the sakra samaichel. I'm doing something, I'm eating something to the maichel. Eating something for the purpose of sacking the maichel. The fact that I'm sacking it medicinally, the fact that it breaks down the sugar, it's very hard to heal. It's a sacking of the maichel. So, that was our detour through lactase. You should take it about, you should put in your pill before Pesach. So, the government requires you to put in vitamin C into this baby formula. It doesn't taste any different. It doesn't taste any different when you put it in, you don't put it in. It's all the same. There's a case in the Eretz Yisrael, by the way, 15 years ago, it was a German baby formula company. They weren't putting in the proper minerals, and there was severe damage. A lot of babies didn't grow, had delays, and had issues based on that. So I'm not making light of these minerals. They're very important. But is that something which is bolosaka de samaychal? It's something which would happen. The government wants the baby to get vitamin C, so they told you to park it over there.
It's like iodine in the soil.
Yeah, basically, yeah, and rich flour and all these things. They need a place to park it, so they park it over there. That's not daft, that's called very much not daft to pull the sakana samaychal. Good! Sakapana, we covered the protein, the carbohydrates, at least in America, and the minerals, that it's not an issue. Oils, it's very hard to hear. If anyone knows of a chomer stick of oil, please let me know. There's other cashless issues with oils. But once you know it's a soybean oil, it's a whatever, it's no grams. Again, it's kidney, it's, even that's the shiloh about kidneys like oils. Flavors, everybody say. What's in it flavors? So that covers baby formula. What about flavors? Flavors are a big suyo because you can have flavors like fusel oil. Fusel oil is a reaction. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's alcohol, fusel alcohol oil. It can come from wheat and it gives tam. It gives tam. So you have a chomer stick of zachar, it's giving tam, potentially, in nutritional, be it a ensure, be it a liquid Tylenol, be it anything. You can have fusel oil in the formula for the flavors, and it gives off a tam. Now, let's just mention flavors for a second. Flavors, we like to talk about the three C's in flavors. Civet, castoreum, and colors is carmine. The civet is a cat. That this the civet, there's things that Tzoyis said the civet, yeah, that's a big interesting coffee. There's a coffee to make out of it, the most expensive coffee in the world for those Michigan. But civet is used as a flavor enhancer in vanilla ice cream and different things. Castoreum comes from a beaver, used also in flavor, it's a flavor enhancer. And besides for the castoreum and the civet, that's as flavors, you have carmine. Carmine is, you have you have, there's a red color, which is discovered to be a carcinogen, of course, cancer. So because of that, a lot of companies switch to carmine. Carmine is actually a fourth C, because the carmine comes from the cochineal beetle. Yet, all food. So, carmine comes from the cochineal, C-O-C-H, something, I-N-E-A-L, cochineal. So, the cochineal beetle of Adas also. So, these things are, that's Chazusa, Sugin, Simikov Beis, big Arichas, Pimagodim, big Yishnat Arichas about Chazusa, if colors are bottled. What's that? Castorium and the, no, it's not as a flavor per se, it's a color. The kosher comes, of course, use red 40 or something else, some other chemical to turn to dye it. Akoponim goifin. Flavors are not poshut. Flavors are very much not poshut, because even if you say that they're going to be bottled, flavors are always going to be bottled in a product, but it's a vidla taima. Chlor, vidla taima. It's a jarbono. But it's a vidla taima, jarbono. I think over here we keep jarbonos also. So, what you have fusel oil. Fusel oil is to be mamish chametz gomer. But let me clear. The sugya of zev is a goyim. Few different sugars which play a role over here.
Why is it only used to jabon?
Is it the time room? It's bottled.
It's bottled.
Everything is.
It's less than sheesh.
Yeah, much less than sheesh. Yeah, it's like flavors like parts per million, maybe per thousand for sure. Yeah, a bit of time rooms. Again, I'm not saying it's not. Vada's not bottled, but it's jabon. I'm just going to speak out. So, akoponim, the fusel is not the only thing which gives flavor. It's a suffix if it's chametz on it. Could become from corn, could be from wheat. And it's not the only thing which gives flavor. Something else gives flavor. So you have zevizet goyim on a suffix to abonon is the... It's not epshalavari because flavor companies keep these things very much to themselves. Could be the flavor company doesn't even know. Like we said with the sorbitol, with the vitamin C. They don't know. You can't chase it. It's a global supply chain. Not always they know. And that is what I tell you. And could be they don't even keep good records. It's not many keep records at some plant in France. I'll just talk about it for a second. Let's say about having a suffix, right? So I mentioned about polysorbate 80. It's an emulsifier. So you know where they teach you in Cheder that water and oil doesn't mix, and the Yidden are the, that's about always true. But except by an emulsifier. You have an emulsifier that keeps the water and the oils together. And so you tell your children they have to use soap. Because water is an oil, perspiration is oil, it doesn't mix. The only way to break down the oils is the soap. Soap in that case is the emulsifier. Everything has to have an emulsifier to break down oils to get the water to have an effect on the oils. So polysorbate is one of those things. Maisa Shehoya, there was a company that made an entire Pesach run, OUP, and they Pashit overlooked something, there was a mislabel, and they discovered it afterwards. The polysorbate which they used was not kosher Pesach. Is even if it's not chametz, but it's going to be kidneys. So you have a real problem. It's talking about the global supply chain. They went with a company in France, we got from another company, it was different, then Hechsher was involved, and we tracked it down. It ended up being, there was a 1.5% chance that this sorbitol, that this polysorbate, by the way, is fat and the sorbitol together. Sorbitol, like we said, it comes from an alcohol, it comes from a sugar. And poly, of course, is a fat, we're not going to get into that. So it was 1.5% chance. This company has one small plant that makes sorbitol out of potatoes. And that was that. So they were able to save their Pesach or to keep the OUP, or else they would have to take it off the shelf. So that's what keeps us busy with these things. So we're both holding this one. Zevizegoyim. So fusel oil, you have the medicine with it's Zevizegoyim on a Savajabonon that we could be making every, one. Again.
Every flavor is a Zevizegoyim. How can you say
Zevizegoyim?
There's always another flavor.
It's a big Arichos, what Zevizegoyim is. Can you say Zevizegoyim, for example, on let's say you have one thing doing one thing, another thing doing a totally separate thing. So can you say it's not a maimed because the other thing is also a maimed? You have two. You have two maimids. Why is it called zevah zegoyim? My bad. It's called zevah zegoyim. Zevah zegoyim is when two things are doing the exact same thing.
Don't have this thing.
It's exactly the point. So let's say you have, for example, in the, just throw out a random case, you have these cell-based meats. That the meat, you have, it's happening to the Rabbi Yitzchak, too much of an Rabbi Yitzchak. But when you have two things doing that, the serum and you have the cells. So can you say that's called Zev Zagoyim? Very much not. Reb Chaim Oizer, Michus Baruch is not from Reb Chaim Oizer. You can't say Zev Zagoyim. And that is two separate hamadas. Zev Zagoyim is when two things are doing the exact same thing. I know it's a sugya in challah. It's different shiur. It's not for now. Now, kaponim over here, the fusel oil and the other thing are given the exact same flavor. That's not so benimso, and that would be zeves zegoyim. We'll speak afterwards. So that would be zeves zegoyim, and that will be mutter. So as far as the flavors are concerned, now boisai, we've covered the various nekudas, why we matter in nutritionals and formula. I'm trying to speak out a few nekudas. HMOs are human milk oligosaccharides. They're the scientists found the chachma from the Eibush Desbriya is not shayach. There are 200 different sugars in the mother's milk, which causes it to be digested well. Scientists have able to, they discovered 200, maybe more. They're only able to replicate commercially 12 of them. And those are grown, some of them are grown on chametz. And some of them advertise, you'll see on the Similac, they have HMOs in there. It's a big splash, but it's not enough yet to be a chametz stick issue. It's way, way bottle. But I'll give my word to everybody, you will keep an eye on it. If it ever gets to the point where they can do this commercially for a cheap enough price, we'll have to revisit the formulas. We have it. There's one baby formula that has brown rice syrup. Brown rice syrup is something which say, well, it's kidneyous. Yes, the rice is kidneyous, but the brown rice syrup is broken down by a beta amylase. Whoever is amylase is what? A's? An enzyme. Os is a sugar, ol is an alcohol, and ACE is an enzyme. So the beta amylase is grown on barley. And again, what machmor that anything grown on barley has been a chametz. That you need this beta amylase to give the rice syrup a different DE. And must have hazard to guess what DE means? Not dairy equipment. Dextrose equivalent. The way that they measure sugars by dextrose equivalent, it can be DE19, DE25, and they order set specific things for that flavor profile which they're looking for. So in that, it changes the DE. So you have a muscle example, anything you break down a carbohydrate, you have an alpha amylase, which is like the muscle, it makes things from a solid to a liquid. It's like the muscle, you have a brick wall, take a sledgehammer and smash it apart. That's what an alpha amylase is doing. A beta amylase gets into the kishkis and actually changes the time. So the OU does not recommend. I'm not going to tell you which one it is, but it's not on the list. The long list that we have, and it's not on. Now, I just want to point out that the Chuvas Pnei Yeshua brought down a Pesach Chuvah in Kufya Dalet, in Yeridea, talks about Shechar, which is handed to Shmore Yayin. Shmore Yayin is Yayin Esek, or Sam Yenom, but the Shechar is Mutan nonetheless. Why? I had to mime it. So Pesach Chuvah brings down from the Chuvas Pnei Yeshua that anything which is bar for tesisa, fermentation, is not called a maimed. So tesisa is not a maimed. So Yesh Abadim Lachalik to say, well, why should we be concerned about this? Good, it changes it, but it's not a maimed. You can't, doesn't look any different. The classic maimed is, of course, gevina. You took milk and you made it into gevina. It's a megabed, it's chaymish and boina. You're building something. It's a maimed, it's a hamada, literally. You're building something. Hamada. This is not hamada. You're fermenting it. Before it was not fermented. Now it's fermented. All right, that's not hamada. I just want to read to you the rest of the story is the...
Isn't yeast fermenting? This is yeast. It's just
all it makes it rise. I mean, maybe that is, but they actually do. You see it. This you're seeing it's tetzor in the food. It rose. Now you have a bread before you even had a matzah. Right? That's a maimed. I hear. The gam nirish ain't doimel gvira. This is the peyishur originally. The hasam nitur isa be'en. Shacholav nikta machmas. The cholav gets solidified. Machmas the hamada. Mashenken hacha. She ain't isa nikta klal. She has shmorim ain't oisin. Machshan sheicher toisus machmas. The ain't chilik then came to see some achad to see some healing in hakam. It's only a taste different. I believe a mara kemareu oz kein ato. Ulechein hela goyim zoter. Shahashaykh mutably suffic. But the Shuv Kosav, Zotah Chuth Peyeshua, Zotah Shai Chuva quoting from the Peyeshua, Shemotzab Ravon, Shekosav, the Dvashach Mitzah Bishmori Sheikhu, who mind it? Taka Yeh mind it. And the Kosav, Zotah Peyeshua, the Epshisha Ba'askinaz Machmitzin Hadvash Bishmorim, and it changes the Tam. The Chemul Taim Avidi Havale mind it. Alba Atsenu the Fidaiti Yadua. Just that even if it changes the time, because he said before it changed the time, but if the ikapit saw to cease the fermentation, the fact that a time changed, something which comes a secondary thing, that would not be a minded. If we're doing it specifically for the time, is yeah, minded. So therefore, the OU is machron that we don't. There's one more thing. Some of the enshores, pidyashores, Lucerna, Jevity have oat fibers in it. Not a problem for Pesach. You look in Tov Samaches, the Cotton Bays and Mishnah Brua, Speyer. Speyer are the growth, the straw itself. It's not the hull. It's not from the oat itself, and that's not Machmesh, as they state in Mishnah Brua, Shane Magan Avram. Not a problem. Okay, I just want to say if I have a few minutes, Rabbi Elif. There's not to get to Pesach. It's called Alimentum and Utramogen. These are two baby formulas which the casein, the protein in the baby formula, is broken down with a porcine enzyme. Porcine, you know, so to see, it comes from chaza, from davar acher, from pork. And it's not as clean as it sounds. They take casein, put it into a vat, and put in pieces of pork pancreas in there to break down. So to hydrolyze the protein is a fancy word. It breaks down, it pre-digested. For babies that have a CMO, cow's milk allergen, these babies can handle something which is not yet broken down. So they put this in to break down the formula. What's else? The mutter salsa.
Mutter, just like the lactose, right?
But
they break down, it's not masakin.
But
breaking it down.
Oh. You say it's svara, it's not, but here the problem is, it's two sugyas. If it's bottled, it's not bottled. If you say it's bottled, then you're right, it's not going to be a maimed, whatever, it's not a sacking. And Charlotte, yeah, could be clever. Here it's different. Then you're taking something out. He's actually changing the whole thing. You're breaking down then you're removing something. He's actually pre-digesting it. You're changing the whole mitzias of this protein. You're making it into a digested. Not clear. But let's say it's not bottled. Rather, we discovered it is bottled. If you don't say chanam b'shari sud, it's the percentage you're in, and then it's done at a certain percentage. It's like, you know, whatever, quote 5%, and then it's put into another taruvus afterwards as the protein, and it's 5%, and then it's on the thing. It's about 18%. So let's say 5% of 18% without saying chanam b'shari sud, not a sugya for now, is going to be bottled. But let's say without that. Can you say Neisim Tam of Gam? So the Rabbi Belsky is a fact fake on it to say it could be a kin to Neisim Tam of Gam on that. 4 weeks, it smells very, leave it there for a week and it smells very bad. It smells very bad. So you're putting it in there, it becomes a very foul smelling thing. Is that called Neisim Tam of Gam on that? Rabbi Belsky had a few pikpukim on it. He didn't say it was awesome. He said, yeah, the baby needs it, the doctor said it, you should give it to the baby. This is mefak, there's 4 pikpukim on it. The first pikpuk was, to be nice in time with gam, it has to be nifgam tchilavat soif. If it's mashpiach, it will soif nifgam. When you put it in, it had a good time. And then afterwards, it became nifgam, you don't say nice in time with gam. Second thing is, he said, who said about klaus nice in time with gam? It's maybe the reason why it smells there, it's there for 7 days. He said, hagabatzvacha, you put a shtickle basar into chalav, turle kula yoma b'chalva. It's going to smell better after 24 hours. That's not nice in time with gam. That's because the milk spoiled eventually. So the third time Rybalski says maybe it's achshave. Well, the tackle wasn't food before, but you give it to the baby to eat. And the fourth time he said, could be the fact that you fixed it up, now a baby could digest it. It's mashpiach bekamus toisim mashnifkam beichus. The shita saran. Nesim tam lefgam. That nesim tam lefgam is out, so you don't have enough from it. But Zot Iran, if you have enough from it, in a different way, the Hanoi is that you have more kamus rather than it took a hit on the eichus, but it's more kamus now. Right? A very practical example. You have something which you have 5 pounds of something, you could sell it for $10 a piece. I add a tarubas in, I make it 9 pounds. It's nice and tamas gam. It's a bit of an off taste to it. So I drop the quality. I can only sell it now for $8. I'm mashpiach for kamus, it's mashnif kam eichus. Zot Iran, that's not nice and tamas gam. Four pikukim. The Maaser Mevarer, the first two tainas, the Mevarer and Metzias, is it's made first in one tairubis and then put into a second tairubis. So the first two tainas are probably true, could be true, but it's not negeya because I'm not dining on the first tairubis. I'm dining on the second tairubis when you put it in. Third time of achshave is again nachas Shabbos to go to Joshua. Can you say achshave that when a baby eats it is called achshave? Rabbi Shechta has, we have an arichus on it, not poshit. The fourth time, it's not going to be according to the Ran. And the Ran, 100%, it's not going to be the Ran. Again, the Mechavim is not the Ran. The Ran's lost himself in August in the Rashba, is Yesh Mishachoych Bazel Hachmer. It's the Chumra. Interesting, to Messiah with this, to tie all the pieces when we started off with together, the Ran and the Rashba. The Mechaber and Tochmem Zayim Paskin's nice time of Gam is Mutan Pesach. The Ramah argues, Ramah says it's also on Pesach. In Kuf Gimel, in the Sligah Mason Tam of Gam and Yeredeya, the Mechaber brings down the Ram. Yesh Mishachaych Vazel Hachmer, and the Ramah is not clear. I can find, but the Mechaber is Mephurish, he's gone like the Ram. Zotekri Megodim, the Rajba, just to shouldn't be Chinese, the Mechaychis Rajba and the Ram is, when you eat, they both have a kasha. Nisan of Gam is the request anywhere in the Ger. The Ger, you have to give it to a Ger. The Ger is Shirach Tadnanovon. Tadnanovon. You should eat it. It has to be really Ger. If it's not really Ger, it's us. It's Mutter. Shaila is, Kerti Rashba and the Ram. If the Zach itself is not really Achil, we discussed before we started, not really Achil's Kelev, and Achil's Odom, say that, it's not really, it's any really Ger. But as a Tarubis, a Mashu of an off taste is also called Nisan Tam of Gam. So why is that called then? Why is that called then a really gear? It's a mashul. So the Rashba answers, because the etzem it's bottle. And my tam kirka tells me it's not bottle. The second that the tam is less than tam of gam is it goes back to the argument it did a bittle and it's a bittle dikadin. So if the Ran is a different mahat. The Ran says because what's the verb when something becomes nisrach and gansin? It's not really achila. You're not nether from it. So it's two ways of not being nether from the etzem oichol. The way not to be nether from it is it's in Gansim Nisrach. But when I'm eating a tarubis, it can be a mashu of an off taste. Right? A patch, any ben yoimoy. We ever tell the difference in ben yoimoy, any ben yoimoy? Especially the place can say that eating ben yoimoy is a mashu of a lefgam. Can we tell the difference? If shak feilah, if sagut feilah. We don't know the difference. But the mashu is enough. Because I don't have enough, because the tarubis is not going to be hanoch. So Zok the Prima Godim. That the Rashba, that the Mechaber holds like the Rashba. I'm sorry, the Mechaber holds like the Ran. So the Ran says, "Nois not gam and Pesach is mutter." Why? No hanoch from it. No hanoch on Pesach. Same as the rest of the year with chametz. But the Rashba that holds that the reason is out of bittel on Pesach. There's no bittel. So that's why the Prima Godim in Kuf Bey in Kuf Gimel still sue the Mechaber in. The Mechaber that holds by Kuf Gimel that it's that holds like the Ran would hold by Pesach it's Mutter. The Amor that holds like the Rashba, there feels in Pesach that it's also.
The Shai Tosan of a Dessert, no? If there's no
Bittu,
is
there's no Serious Dan
of Gam.
Because this is what Shai is saying, right? I don't know. Okay, everybody's got for listening. Yeah. Have you ever any.
People can go home and know.
Okay, so the sikum is as like medicines without not chewables, take it and don't ask any shilets. Medicines that are chewables or that do have a liquid, you have to know in there is it just a. We went through nutritionals. Nutritionals, all the shtickel, any chametz that we bottle. But if the chametz will not be bottled, very not poshut. Islam, we wouldn't allow it, especially with other things you can use. So a medicine which is nutritional, a medicine which is chewable, or medicine which is a liquid with a flavor, that you have to ask your rav, it's specific to each medicine, what the ailment is, the art stuff in the huckle, that's in between, it's on an individual basis. In regard to nutritionals, the OU has a list, both in our in the Jewish Action, both in the big arichos, all of the things which we allow for Pesach. It's also on the website, all the things which are allowed for Pesach that we go through carefully, each one of them, with the diun, which nutritionals are mutter on Pesach.
What about the Arizal that says if you have any chametz over Pesach, then you're not muftach, that you're not going to have a chet or something? So
yeah.
These things, these
farms. But wait a minute, Tokman Zayin stated that it's bitter before Pesach. Nothing's made on Pesach.
And that counts, that helps
it's,
you with the
reason. It's bitter, bitter's not a, this is not a new thing, I'm saying bitter's like a real thing, it's actually a real thing, bitter works. You can clarify, of course, what if you add more to the, if you add more, you take away the bitter, it's a chayz v'neyo, but until that, Mishadov, it's a blind bottle, it's a bottle of God's in.
But a non-chewable medication,
every,
should I take it every day?
All those
that have a coating on it, which is a problematic, flavored coating.
Advil, that's okay. It has a coating on the
pill. Yeah, so a coating is taka. I don't
know. What is Advil? Even Advil, the red Advil.
Also gel caps.
Yeah, gel caps. Yeah, the red Advil. I hear. Those I'm not aware of the. I was referring to things that are not Reb Achil and Ganson. With regard to, I know that the muscle for Tisha. I went to Stein Fischer about the Tisha B'Av, taking a medicine. He said that Rav Yo, famous Rav Yo, that it's a Mutan Yom Kippur also. But then again, it's not Kippur without a flavor. So if this counts, I'm not sure if the coating is not the flavor on that. If it's not, if it's, I think that's I guess.
It's sweet. It's designed to be sweet.
Yeah, sugar. So again, it's sugar, but maybe, I guess maybe there's a shadow of chametz in there. I don't think there's a shadow of chametz, but I hear, I guess that would be the if it makes it not real, if it makes it not nipsel me'achilas kelet, then I guess that would be the same shayla as that would be for nutrition, for anything else, which is real.
What's the shampoo? What are the vitamins?
They say the story with your pankin. With your moisture, they went a mikveh erev yontiv, and they're thinking against the moisture to wash the soap, the chametz to the soap, and the moisture says nifsal mechila. It's not just a Pesach shayla; the whole year round, the goyim says sich kishtiya, right? The machmon the goyim elamai nifsal mechila, nifsal mechila skela. So moisture told your thinking it's nifsal mechila skela. So your thinking said the inai reisi, the dogs and sluts could eat the soap. Moshe wasn't a story, he said, because the dogs and sluts were hungry. That's why he ate it. Nipsal me'achila.
What about
vitamins? Vitamins is a separate sugi, that wasn't our topic. Vitamins is really a shiloh. It's really on nacha Shabbos, it's called Joshua. A vitamin is my chobrium or it's a medicine. If the doctor tells you to take the vitamin, then it's a medicine. And it's negay also, because you can't take a Shabbos then, it's a medicine. But if it's my chobrium, stop take it because you think you should take it. My chobrium, that will be an issue with Pesach. But I'm an the Rydolsky held that if it's a doctor doesn't take it for medicine, then it's the same thing. Take it. That is the same.
I'm going to take a look at the table. The Hurakum. Adonai Yoshua Melech Yanenu V'yom Koreinu Baruch Hu Es Adonai Hamvaroch Baruch Adonai Hamvaroch Le'olam Va'ed
love.